Argentina's former president, Carlos Menem, is trying to stage a political comeback. A year ago, a judge placed Menem under house arrest for 7 months as the court investigated accusations of illegal arms trafficking by members of Menem's old administration. The charges were eventually dropped, and since then, Menem has been campaigning to convince his fellow Argentines that he's the best man to lead the country out of its economic crisis. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
When Carlos Menem ran Argentina during the 1990s, he turned the country's sheltered economy into a model of American-style open markets and privatization. The reforms led to a boom for a few years, but the good times were built in part on massive government spending and borrowing. The bill came due after Menem was already out of office, but Argentines still blamed him. During the chaos of the financial meltdown last January, posters were seen around Buenos Aires with Menem's image and the tagline Bicho Malo, loosely translated as Dirty Beast. But 7 months later, Menem's stock is rising again.
Menem has personality, has ideas, and has power.
Pollster Manuel Mora y Araujo says Menem is one of the top candidates for the presidential election next March. He says in comparison with the vacillating leadership of transitional president Eduardo Duhalde, Menem seems to stand for something.
He presents himself as a man who knows what he proposes. And to many people, that is more important than what he proposes is right or not so right.
And what Menem is proposing is dollarization, adopting the U.S. dollar as Argentina's official currency in an attempt to stop inflation. The International Monetary Fund says dollarization would hurt the economy even more, but Menem says it's the only way to recapture the glory days of his 2 terms in office. Those 10 years and 6 months of my administration were the most successful 10 years and 6 months in the history of Argentina, Menem tells his supporters via video on his website. Lately, the internet is about the only place Argentines are able to see Menem. He's avoided most TV and radio interviews since late July, when the New York Times published a story that linked him to Iranian terrorism. The Times received a copy of a deposition by a lapsed Iranian agent who claims Menem took a $10 million bribe from Tehran. According to the agent, the Iranians bribed then-President Menem to cover up Iran's role in 2 bombing attacks on Jewish targets in Buenos Aires in the early 1990s. Menem's campaign didn't respond to NPR's request for an interview, but his brother, Senator Eduardo Menem, says the story is a lie.
Contra Carlos Menem existe una guerra sucia.
There's a dirty war being waged against Carlos Menem. I don't think the Times did itself any favors by lending itself to this kind of maneuver, especially one based on such an unreal version of events.
But the Times story has done some damage to Menem's image. The story also forced Menem to admit that he has a Swiss bank account, something he's never disclosed before. Nonetheless, with about 20% support in the polls, Menem is still one of the leaders in a very fragmented field of candidates. Menem's most important rival right now is Elisa Carrió, member of Congress and an anti-corruption crusader. She says she's disgusted that some people would even consider voting for Menem. Part of this country still likes the concept of politicians who steal but get things done, she says. Carrió is one of the few famous politicians who can still go out on the street without risking a beating at the hands of a mob. And in Argentine politics these days, that's the definition of popularity. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.